Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't. You know, we turned the ball over a couple of times. It's 60 minutes of football. We ran it well in the second half. Any pocket of the game, you can isolate and, you know, have judgment. So we don't worry about that. I thought we ran the ball effectively largely over the course of the game.
Mike Tomlin talking about why the Steelers got away from the run in the second half. There are a lot of reasons to criticize the Steelers for that performance that they put out there on Thursday night. They scored 31 points. If you run the ball to get there, great. If you throw the ball to get there, great. You score 31, you should win the game. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Jason Mackey to join the show momentarily for the final 2 hours of the program. He's double dipping. He's going to be hosting the evening show tonight. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, also going to join us at 8 for his weekly X's and O's matchup segment. What's he looking at? And one of the things I'm looking at is the Steelers running game, which has grown up right in front of our eyes these last 3 weeks against this terrific Packers rush defense. To run or not to run, that is the question. I think the Steelers are going to want to run the football. I think they're going to want to run it at Micah Parsons. I think they're going to want to throw big bodies at Parsons. He's a tremendous football player who one day will be wearing a gold jacket, but he's not great against the run. And so you throw Darnell Washington at him. You throw Spencer Anderson at him. I think that's exactly what the Steelers are going to do. But is that wise?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's important they run the ball at him. Very much so. I think I'd like to see them control the clock as much as possible here. Keep Green Bay's offense off the field. I think Jalen Warren's been one of their best players.
I would
recently agree
with that.
He has been outstanding. I like what they've been able to find running behind the right side of the line as well. I've really liked what I've seen from Mason McCormick, Troy Fautanu in run blocking recently. But if you're going to lean on the players who are the most productive and the best, isn't that Jalen Warren right now? Now, the challenge, of course, is going to be Green Bay is pretty good against the run.
Exactly. Very good.
But they need to run the ball, and I want them to have to commit people to the Steelers running the ball. And then that opens your play action stuff, opens your playbook a little bit, forces them to respect the run. If they're one-dimensional, I still don't love. I know the Steelers' offense has made progress, but their pass-catching options, man, they're so much better if you're doing that off of play action. If you're sneaking guys down the field, getting people to suck up and commit to the run, it's non-negotiable in a game like this for them to be able to run the football.
I'm caught in between, because I understand exactly everything that you're saying right now. I would hope that if Green Bay is having a lot of success shutting the run down early, you don't stay committed to it, though. And that's counterintuitive to the way that I'm sure Arthur Smith believes you run the football. I don't think you want to run the ball into a brick wall, man. And I'm not saying that necessarily they're going to shut the run down, but
I think you have to commit to it. I do, Adam. I think there have been times this season where they've gone away from it too quickly.
I think that Green Bay is going to score a lot of points in this game. And I think if you're doing anything early that's not working, you got to scrap it. That's where my mind is. Your point about time of possession is a huge one, man. Steelers ranked 29th in the league in time of possession. And for the first time in half a decade, I don't think it's the offense's fault. You can help it out, like you're saying, with the running game. I will not disagree with that. But I think the Steelers' inability to get off the field on third downs is what's killing them. And don't look now, the best team in the league at converting third downs offensively. Oh, yeah. The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. It's not a great recipe.
I think, dude, one of the reasons why I called you dude,
you could call me worse.
Were so bad on Thursday, and this is not an excuse, is they're old and they were playing on Thursday night. And also the cumulative, easy for me to say, effect of not being able to get off the field when you've got an aged defense means it's just going to keep getting worse and worse unless you can stem that tide and reverse that trend.
I mean, there's a valid argument there. I also look at what went wrong on Thursday, and I know we've spent a lot of time unpacking this. To me, it's a lot of stubbornness, too, or arrogance, maybe both.
Hubris.
Like, they should have had a better plan, and when the initial plan didn't work, there should have been backup plans. Like, how the Steelers continued to, I'm going to use air quotes here, defend Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins was abhorrent. I mean, it should have been different. The plan initially should have been different. I don't understand how you're just sitting back and basically saying, like, we're not going to get beat, but they're going to just continue to take and take and take and take. This guy's killing you. Adjust. Put two people on him. Put three on him. You have a 40-year-old quarterback. Why are you not committing more people to get after him? Joe Flacco had way too much time.
Yes.
Not age.
If you go back, I'm not sure that they would change what they did because, again, you talk about the
That's
hubris.
That's scary.
But yeah. I think what they should have done is brought more pressure up the middle and doubled Ja'Marr Chase. And if Higgins beats you, if Yoshi Voss beats you, if Chase Brown beats you, so be it. You tip your cap. But you can't let that guy beat you. And the most damning of it, Jason, man, I can't believe it's Friday the following week and we're still talking about it because it hurts so bad the way that they lost that game. That final drive, double that guy.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't do it the entire game, do it then.
I mean, that should have happened the entire game, Adam. You're right. I mean, you double Chase. Joey Porter Jr. actually did a decent job on T. Higgins. Like, a lot of what he got was against other people. If you rely on him to take T. Higgins out of the game, and then you're bringing bodies to pressure the quarterback, everybody else gets one-on-one coverage. You have to count on those guys to win those matchups. The fact that Darius Slay couldn't win one-on-one against Yoshi Voss down the middle of the field, I mean, that's bad. That's
I think he's
problem.
Cooked, man.
I worry it's not worth $10 million right now. I know that much.
Yes.
I don't know if he's cooked. I think there's something there. And I think being around these guys a little bit, like I think he adds something in the locker room. I don't think it's an altogether bad contract, but like there was opportunities for him to positively impact that game and he didn't do it. But I also thought the scheme didn't really allow for a lot to that to happen. Like one of the things I'm talking about, Adam, why is Nick Herbig not playing in that game?
He's
your best pass rusher. He's playing like 28-30% of the snaps, whatever it is. Like, get him involved more, man. That's a lack of creativity on the defensive side as far as crafting a scheme.
And the most damning thing about that to me, Jason, is they'll always say, purportedly, that Highsmith is the better run defender. The stats don't even bear that out.
No.
Nick Herbig has...
Herbig's been fine against the run.
He's
and
been
guess
better
what?
Than
Nobody
Highsmith.
Was defending against the run against the Bengals. Chase Brown had 110. He was averaging
That's
fewer
the other
than
thing.
3 yards per carry.
That's a great point.
If that was defending the run, I don't want to see defending the run. I want something else.
Got to have Highsmith out there. He stops the run. Oh, okay. Why aren't you stopping the run?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.